1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Fordyce, Arkansas are still trying to understand why a man opened fire at a grocery store Friday, killing three people and wounding 10 others, including two police officers. Umiah Daugherty was outside the store.
I heard like boom, boom, brrr. And then I looked and I thought it was fireworks. Then I seen a man, he had, I think it was an AK, he had rounds and he was just shooting, like he was shooting.
The suspect was wounded by police. The Supreme Court Friday issued a major ruling regarding guns, deciding a gun ban for people subject to a domestic violence restraining order is not a Second Amendment violation. There's no decision yet from the court on several major cases, including whether former President Trump's immune from prosecution. He'll address evangelicals today in Washington, D.C., then travel to Philadelphia for a rally. Hundreds of millions of Americans continue to deal with extreme heat. 100 million people across 18 states are under heat alerts. This is ABC News. The man already convicted on federal charges for breaking into Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and attacking her husband in 2022 was convicted Friday in state court.
David DePape's attorneys have never argued he did not break into Nancy Pelosi's home and bludgeon Paul Pelosi with a hammer. DePape has admitted he did it, but his defense team has said DePape had gone down a rabbit hole of online conspiracy theories, and that's why he carried it out. Last month, a federal judge gave DePape 30 years in prison. Now a state jury in San Francisco has also found DePape guilty, this time on burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, and other charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Taylor Wiley died at 56. He was a former sumo wrestler and UFC fighter who became an actor. He was best known for his roles on Hawaii Five-0 and Magnum P.I. He also appeared in the 2008 comedy Forgetting Sarah Marshall. No cause of death was announced. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Changes in the brain can happen up to 20 years before a person is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. As Mark Moran reports, scientists want more public education about the early warning signs.
There are at least 7 million people aged 65 and older in the U.S. living with Alzheimer's. Abby Meisner with the Alzheimer's Association says despite time and money being spent on research, the risk is going up at a younger age, and the numbers are discouraging.
The lifetime risk for Alzheimer's at age 45 is 1 in 5 for women and 1 in 10 for men.
Meisner says those numbers hold true across the board for blacks and Latinos as well. She adds now that doctors know signs and symptoms could start to occur at an earlier age, they're paying attention to signs sooner. Meisner adds earlier detection gives doctors a chance to intervene sooner in a patient's care.
As many as 40% of dementia cases may be attributed to modifiable risk factors. So things like having too high of blood pressure or not enough physical activity, lack of exercise, things like that, getting good sleep, all of those things are so important.
And all of those things can be controlled by developing healthy living habits. But a 2022 Alzheimer's Association report shows 60% of people will put off seeing a doctor if they develop symptoms early on, waiting until the symptoms worsen or until family and friends encourage them to seek treatment. The association is holding educational events all month. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, heavy rainfall and some flooding possible, a high near 83. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 62. We clear things out for Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 80. Warmer on Monday with a high around 86.
It's 73 at our studios.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, good morning. You are tuned in to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandy Grayson, the hostess with the mostest. And then I got my cousin.
Hey, what y'all. Up, cousin? Hey, we got so many cameras going off.
We have cousin Clyde in the house. Y'all know he is my better half. We just recently got married. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Married
Our
to the
couple.
Show. Right.
Yes. Our couple.
Thinking about having kids.
Yes. No, I don't want no kids. A dog. We get a dog.
If you're new to tuning in to the Black Conversion Show, this show is really about whatever we feel like talking about. Mm-hmm. And we do center the voices, the politics of Black people, Black community. Both of Clyde and I, we are both CEOs of nonprofit organizations centering those who are vulnerable. Clyde does youth work, artwork, ballet, all kind of stuff. The brother's bad. I run Urban Triage, nonprofit organization. We do direct service. Services, housing,
saving Black people. The sister's bad, baby.
And making, you know, others upset. So thank you guys for tuning in. And if you didn't know, this week was Black Freedom Week.
Woo! What a confetti. Like, what? Yes. Yesterday was... No, it wasn't yesterday.
It was... Wednesday.
Right. Sorry.
But it was Juneteenth, but we're just going to claim the whole week because one day of freedom is not enough.
At all.
And for folks who don't know what Juneteenth is, it is the day that people known as Black in Texas was informed that slavery had been abolished. But it was like 2 years later after it actually occurred. And it became the day that is now celebrated as Black Freedom Day. I call it Black Freedom Day. It is the, you know, kind of like white folks, July 4th is Black folks, July 4th, if that makes sense, you know.
Yep.
So there was a lot of different events over the last week. There's an event at Penn Park last Saturday. That Juneteenth celebration, I believe, has been going on for like 35 years.
Yes.
It is hosted by Kunja Chakalia. Isn't that the name of the organization?
I think so.
Oh, I might got that wrong.
Say it. But it sounds good. Hey, that's what's on the paper, so forgive us.
So that has been around for a long time. Yes. So shout out to the organizers of that event and the originators of that event. A lot of our folks have retired or passed away or moved away that started that event. And I'm really excited to see that event actually be passed on to the next generation. So I'm excited to see how that's going to happen. So I'm going to encourage all of our organizers of that event to figure out how we could do that. Because sometimes in Madison, and especially within our Black community, our elders have a hard time passing along the torch.
Yep.
And that's not to be negative, but just to say that we have to learn how to mentor and how to lead and how to edify the folks who are coming behind us. Because I do believe as a leader that your leadership is judged by the fruit that you bear and the other leaders that you put in positions to carry on legacies. So I'm excited to see what we're going to do with our Juneteenth celebration. And I'm hoping one day our parade can go from being one lane and one block to the whole park. Park Street. That's my vision.
Hoping we take just the whole Park Street, the entire event,
me
right?
Too. Like
that's
whole,
our South Side.
Yeah, so, I feel like that needs to be the objective moving forward. Like we need to shut it down. We need to have big banners, big
balloons.
We need to have DJs in the parade. We need our young folks front and center, because one thing I can say that I would like not to see is white folks riding on motorcycles.
The biker gang.
I just hate it.
It's like the people on horses.
Well, yeah. Because the whole thing is, in Madison, we have enough black bikers. There's enough black biker motorcycle clubs, and I would love to see black women and black people lead that motorcycle, the Juneteenth parade. So I'm really excited.
I feel like there's always one or two black bikers out of the 30,000.
Shut up. It did not. It did not.
Because you know I'll be in the parade. So I'll be like, oh, he's leading. Okay.
I'm also looking forward to the day when we remove police officers from being in uniform at that event.
Yes.
I think it's incongruent, and I think it's okay for them to be at Black-centered events or community events, but having them in uniform seems kind of just
foul.
I just don't like it. Yeah. I've never liked it.
They should have a Juneteenth shirt on, right?
They should be African
wear.
Yeah, or something.
With hair wraps.
Yeah. If I see a white police officer,
Brandy City,
with a hair wrap, I'm just gonna pass out. I'm just gonna fall out. Like, this is too much.
First, y'all say get out the uniform. Now we can't wear it.
Now we can't. Now we culturally appropriating, right? You can never make black people happy. That's what they're gonna be saying. So
okay.
I look forward to that. And I am just so proud of our community who came out in support of the Juneteenth event. And I'm also super excited about all the other new events that kind of popped up. I didn't get invites to most of
me
them,
either.
But I saw them on Facebook.
The Pillars don't get invited. It's crazy.
The Pillars. Oh, we're Pillars?
They say. They use that word so lightly with us, baby. We be like, all right.
I don't know about Pillars.
But
we might be the thongs.
I didn't get a personal invite. I did get invited to Penn Park. I will say that. Yeah. I got the email from some of the elders that continue to do it and things like that.
Yeah.
But I know some Prairie had a Juneteenth.
Yeah, there's got rained out. I don't know about Stoughton. I didn't even see that one.
I seen Stoughton's too. Yeah. I was like,
the Black Chamber had an event. I wasn't sure what it was, but they had an event also Juneteenth.
Yeah. I think it was like almost like a job fair or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are
we
tuned
need
in.
Emails, we would know more.
Yeah, or just a tag.
Yeah,
y'all just tag us on something. You know, I would love to share y'all's stuff in our newsletter too. You know, we have like 10,000 contacts in our newsletter, and we do have a community corner where we can add your events to our newsletters. They go out once a month. If you send it to me at the end of the month for the following month, I'll make sure to post it. You can send all information to info@urbantriage.org. Mm-hmm. You are listening to the Black Convergence Show on 92.7 FM with me and my homie, husband, Clyde.
Yes.
So anyway, you guys, we're just talking about Juneteenth. This is the Black Freedom
Day. And
making
sure we celebrate that. So jumping right in, the first topic we're going to talk about is Black love and what we think that looks like.
Yeah, Black love is always a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that I've been teaching this week. So for people who don't know, I teach our Supporting Healthy Black Youth.
And Professor Grayson. Yeah. Honoree.
Y'all need to go ahead and give me a degree anyway. Because
they throwing them out from
they throwing out honoree degrees. And I'm like, did y'all even create anything? And then, like, when I think about the stuff that we've done, I'd be like, people really just be like, y'all gonna wait till I'm 70 years old? Y'all might as well honor a sister right now, because a sister been contributed.
And her brother. And her husband.
And my cousin husband.
Next graduation, we want to speak.
I want to have an honorary degree. Because these
and the fat hat and the big hat. Cape. Come
okay.
on now.
Y'all be acting like a sister don't contribute.
You hear
you
us.
You hear me.
Do what you got to do.
I know I didn't finish my bachelor's degree because I couldn't pass Spanish class. But y'all need to just go ahead and let me get the
work you're doing, baby, people that do and pass and have can't even do.
First of all, Cousin Clyde, I didn't get my degree for 8 credits in Spanish. I can't write Spanish, understand Spanish, speak Spanish, translate Spanish. It's like my brain be like,
seriously. I could barely speak English.
Me too.
Like, and you want me to speak another language?
I could barely spell. Okay, we digress. Okay, getting back to Black
love. Okay, so when you're going going into Black love, how long do you think folks should date before they become serious?
I just don't know if there's a timeline, because I've fallen in love the first date. And I also have been dating a lot of narcissists, so maybe it doesn't count. No. Because they gaslight me, and then I'd be like, he loves me so much.
But if you had a choice, how long would you say people should date for this
long? I think if in a utopia world, I think it would be at least 6 months, because
people
kind of like give you their best, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they show up everywhere perfectly. They learn what you like, and they give it to you. And about this, maybe even not, I don't know, if they're good, it might be like 8 or 9 months, and then they're true.
If they're a Scorpio.
Well, a Scorpio, yeah. A Gemini, an Aries, a Capricorn, a Cancer.
Oh, you ain't say, okay, good. We good. Whatever.
Wait, what's your sign?
A Taurus.
Oh, okay, Taurus. I kind of like Taurus.
Tauruses is the bomb.
But I never dated a Taurus, but I like Tauruses.
Yeah, Tauruses is hard to come across. Like, we're rare. We're very exclusive. So, yeah, I agree, though. Six months, I do think, like, 6 months before you get to pop it out on Facebook or living together and stuff
well,
like
true.
That.
Well, true. I think I dated my last partner for 6 months before popping out.
That's
and
good. After,
when I popped out, I should have popped back in, because...
But 6 months don't even work. Relationships, okay, let's get to it, right?
Okay,
it feels like relationships are so hard to have.
Well, they are hard to have. And again, you're listening to the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. Your girl Brandi Grayson and my cousin Clyde. We're talking about Black love. Now, I think for people known as Black, one of the challenges about Black love is our trauma. So one of the things that we've been talking this week about in supporting healthy Black families is that I was in class yesterday and I was talking to some young ladies and I said, my partner just called me masculine the other day and told me to stop acting so masculine. And what I know, look at Clyde's face. Y'all should see it.
Because now I want
to
know.
And then I had to, like, I slept on it and I woke up like, okay, I didn't have a minute to process what you were saying. And what he was communicating is when I'm in need of love, support, comfort, I don't actually say I'm in need of love, support, and comfort. Mm. I'm having a really hard week. I'm emotional. I'm vulnerable. I'm crying to myself in the car. I'm like just not doing well. And instead of me communicating that as a normal person, whatever normal is, instead of that, what do you think I did?
You just keep going.
No. What do you think I gave him?
That you were okay.
Okay. And I gave him the flux. Okay. Because part of it
came out in your emotions.
Yeah. Well, part of it for Black women, generally, these are all general statements. This is not absolute. But what I've experienced with us is that it's really hard for us to be soft and vulnerable because the world that we live in doesn't allow that. And what we've been taught and conditioned is that it's not safe for us to be that. Right?
Or have taken advantage of you when you have done that.
Right. And the abuse, right, that we've most likely have experienced, whether it's intimate partners, friendships, parents, relatives, friends of the family, is just not safe. So instead of me being open and communicative, vulnerable, I said everything he did, he would look at me and I'd be like, why are you looking at me?
Oh,
why is your shoes at the front door? Get your shoes in the front door, right?
You be giving it up like that.
Yeah, I be tripping sometimes.
Oh no, that's not good. You gonna run that good man out.
Hold on. Is he just did the cousin Clyde just judge me? Because I'm sure if I get in his Kool-Aid.
It was a little judgy.
Because I'm sure if I got in his Kool-Aid.
I'm not telling my man his shoes can't be at the door.
Boy, I'm sure you done told him some other things.
Brandi, so that when we get not back, nice.
So when we get back, we're going to get in his Kool-Aid because he sure be acting like he about.
Russia is next.
Now, we ain't talking about Russia until the end, y'all. So y'all going to have to continue to listen because cousin Clyde be thinking his.
I'll tell you about my boyfriends.
Okay, so now we're
they
about
do
to talk
a good job.
Oh, Lord, help us.
They watching. I love them. They sharing videos. I love y'all.
Y'all stay tuned because we got a whole lot of tea and a whole lot of you know what we do. Black love. You're tuned in to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show.
I look good. You can't touch my back. Wish you could. I look fly. I look too good. Put that on my.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The John and Gordy Show.
Why not start drinking first thing in the morning?
That's what I'm thinking. What a great breakfast.
6 a.m.
Thinking about getting back on this stuff for Gordy.
Why not? I'm celebrating losing 25 pounds in the last 6 months. And now,
going to go on a bender, right? That's it.
Why not celebrate a little bit? Get snot slinging drunk first thing in the morning.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, we are back on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl Brandi Grayson and my guy, my cousin, my husband, Clyde Hola. Mayberry. So today we're talking about black love.
Here. Okay.
And all of that. And Clyde just tried to play me because I was trying to have, and that's what I mean.
I love her. Mm-mm,
because I was trying to have a vulnerable, soft moment and be transparent about some of the things I struggle
it's
with
black man,
with my man y'all. And how I was like, hey, sometimes when I need love, instead of saying to my man I need love and support, I kind of treat him sometimes. So I'm learning to practice awareness of how I show up. And then Clyde,
how do you treat him? You
Clyde, Mr. I'm judging, gonna act like his don't stink. So let's bring
what
it over here. So what you do when you need love?
Oh, that's
in
crazy.
Affection, love and affection.
I feel like I'm not getting it
from your boyfriends.
I'm loud. I get on a group chat and I start talking stuff. I be
that's
singing.
What I'm saying. You see how he's just trying to play me, y'all?
Right,
like basically,
right.
He go do the same thing I do in a different way.
Yeah,
judge me.
Yeah, just because I'm sinning in a different way.
So my point is...
I get to singing lyrics and stuff, right? Do you do that, like, when you mad?
No, Clyde.
What the... What's going on between the sheets in my home, baby? Wait. Mm.
So my point is, y'all, the challenge with people known as black is we have a lot of trauma.
Yeah, we do.
And because of our worlds, we often vomit on each other. And we often
do.
Vomit on the people that matter the most
we
to
do.
Us. So as I just proven, this brother is not... untouchable from doing that.
Yeah, we all are guilty.
Yeah, so when we talk about black love, one of the things I think we don't teach enough or talk about enough is how do we do healing before entering relationships? And then how do we hold space for healing when we're in relationships? Because the
and
healing
how we
process
show up.
Never ends. So what do you think? Like, what is your approach as a young black man, queer man out here dating? What is your approach?
My approach is like, are you healed yet? Right?
No, we're never is.
Right? But I feel like sometimes we get in those relationships and we meet good people and those good people tell us like, these are some of the traumas that I think you should think about before moving forward X, Y, and Z. And sometimes it's hard for us to say that and say, we got to do that apart.
Yeah,
right?
We do have to do it apart. But
we can't
then
do
you
that
don't
together.
Yeah, and you don't even know all of your traumas until you're in a relationship.
Yes.
The thing about relationships is they actually give you it brings out the good and the bad. And it gives you an opportunity to confront your demons and your badness, and it gives you an opportunity to say, okay, I see how I'm showing up here. I get to choose to do something different and work on it, unpack it, go to a therapist. And black men, y'all gonna have to get some therapy because y'all don't understand that there's a lot of and black women, okay? We don't understand that there's a lot of hurt from not having parents present or having abusive parents or having parents who never said I loved you, didn't touch you, didn't hold you because they didn't learn it. Right? So we all are embodying this kind of negative energy and behavior around love, and then we're vomiting on each other, and then we're like, it's their fault, it's their fault. And one of the things we have to learn to practice is pointing the finger inward.
At ourselves first.
Yes. How like am I showing up?
First.
Why am I keep attracting relationships and people that keep saying the same thing? If you keep getting the same message, baby girl, baby boy, you are the common denominator.
You are it. You're the problem.
You might need to go inward. So this isn't just a black thing. I think it's a relationship thing around transparency and learning how to communicate. Because as black people too, the one thing that we've learned is how to shut up.
Yeah.
And our
parents just be strong. And that's the part that I think it is the black thing is that we have to be strong. We have to just put up with it. So when we get in relationships, we just got to put up with it. Don't say nothing. Don't express ourselves.
But then what happens?
It becomes toxic.
Yeah, it becomes toxic because now we're resenting each other.
Yes.
Now I'm angry.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship with someone and they're jealous of you, That's the worst.
Or they walk in and you're disgusted by them because you haven't been able to express the things that you wanted to express. Yeah. Like, this thing hurts. I don't like this. I need you to do this differently. And with Black people, I think that's hard, is that we have this tendency to make these absolute statements about relationships. Where Black women don't tolerate men that do this.
We're get right. You a what man I'm saying is that. Right, and what you're saying is wrong. Yeah.
And like, we have this way of being with each other. And the fact is, for most Black women, I don't even know how to say this without y'all being mad at me, but
I'm listening. Go ahead. I got your back. What's up?
But we also have to practice holding space for our Black men who have experienced so much trauma growing up in a society that says, hey, patriarchy and misogyny only allows you to feel anger.
Yeah.
It doesn't like teach men how to feel the grief, the mourning, the loss. It doesn't teach them how to be in relationship with another person. And it definitely doesn't teach them how to communicate their feelings and their thoughts. And sometimes as Black women, we want a thug. We want a man that can protect us.
Mm-hmm.
We want someone that's from the streets. We want him to be book smart. We want him to make at least six figures or more.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we're bringing to the table CNA wages.
Okay.
And a GED. So I ain't trying to be funny, but...
it's a fact.
We just need to be realistic about what we say we want, because you can only attract who you are.
Yeah, that's a fact, right? No, that's a fact. And so doing better in that, it's, again, I think we need to heal individually before we even go out to any club, parties, bars, fundraisers, and be trying to... Okay, because, you know, that's a new thing now, girl. It's wrecking my nerves. But it's like, we got to heal first, and that takes a long time, right? Like, some people think, oh, this happens overnight, and it doesn't.
Yeah, it does not.
So with that, we just ask that you heal, take some time apart, be okay with stepping away and coming back, and then building a relationship.
But we ain't trying to step away, because we is trying to find us some love and companionship. Yeah. So
some good feelings. It gets lonely, girl. I be lonely. But go ahead.
Wait, hold on. You're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. Let's do this. Let's go back to what Clyde said, Mr. I got all these boyfriends. Mm-hmm. You see how
a lot of them.
He be lying, y'all. Because if he has so many boyfriends, why is he over here talking about sometimes I get lonely?
Because I think I'm needy. I got a boyfriend that takes me out to eat, and that's all he really does. Then I got a boyfriend that come over when it's dark. And then I got a boyfriend that, like, I dress... Like, you know, you got those boyfriends that you don't really hang out with, but you tell them, like, that's ugly. You shouldn't have posted that picture. And you always...
So you just critiquing the brother in the back.
Yeah. And that's your boyfriend, too, right? Because you... I do have a lot of
First
boyfriends.
Of all, my partner knows how to dress. So he do. He's a little
okay.
sharp.
He's
all
right.
He just ain't all right. My baby flat.
Yeah.
Especially when we match and be like, ooh.
And then,
so
you know, the cool
cute.
Part about it is he was fly before you. So it's like y'all both, you are fly as hell. No, I want to say
you.
That.
He was
like,
fly
I
before
think sometimes
me.
When people see strong Black women or strong Black men, they think like, oh, he or she is the reason why he or she is like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, both of you guys were fly. Both of you guys are geniuses. Both of you guys are like...
Thank you.
Been doing
you
this for
that,
a while.
You hear that, babe? Clyde said you a genius.
He all right.
Yeah.
He all right. Look, Frog, you know, he was my barber. And
his name is not Frog.
Brian.
Ooh, dang, you gave his whole
name. I know him, y'all. That was my barber for a very long time.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. But me and him used to have some really good conversations. A lot. I was young growing up. Mm-hmm. Your barber is that person that is, like, instilling in you when you're like, I'm going through this. And they like, look, just do this a little better.
Yeah, Black barbershops and salons
are underrated.
They're underrated.
Yeah.
And they really are the catalyst for Black communities.
Community, yes.
And people don't get that enough.
Not the liquor store.
Not the church. No.
The barbershop and the hair salon, okay?
You guys, this is a mess. Cousin Clyde is a mess.
I'm just saying.
But you don't want to miss the conversations we're going to have next. We're going to talk about Russia over in Cuba. Y'all, they trying to
take us out, baby.
Continue to listen to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show, with your girl Brandy and my cousin Clyde.
Yo.
Broadcasting from the City, where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Fordyce, Arkansas are still trying to understand why a man opened fire at a grocery store Friday, killing three people and wounding 10 others, including two police officers. Umaya Daugherty was outside the store.
I heard like boom, boom, brrr. And then I looked and I thought it was fireworks. Then I seen a man, I think it was an AK, he had rounds and he was just shooting, like he was shooting.
The suspect was wounded by police. The Supreme Court Friday issued a major ruling regarding guns, deciding a gun ban for people subject to a domestic violence restraining order is not a Second Amendment violation. There's no decision yet from the court on several major cases, including whether former President Trump's immune from prosecution. He'll address evangelicals today in Washington, D.C., then travel to Philadelphia for a rally. Hundreds of millions of Americans continue to deal with extreme heat. 100 million people across 18 states are under heat alert. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers lose again in San Diego.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 9-5 to the Padres. On Thursday night, the Padres' hero was second baseman Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. On Friday, Cronenworth was a one-man scoring machine, going 5-for-5 against Brewers pitching, scoring four runs with two more runs batted in.
Towards the gap in right center field. That ball is back, and it's going to be off the bottom of the wall. First five-hit game of his career for Jake Cronenworth.
So San Diego has won the first two of the four-game series. Game three coming up tonight on Fox TV nationwide. The first pitch at 6:15. NFL, several Packers players in New Berlin, Wisconsin today to participate in a cornhole beanbag toss tournament for charity. A.J. Dillon, defensive back Carrington Valentine, will compete with another half dozen players from around the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Heavy rainfall and some flooding possible. A high near 83. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms with a low of 62. We clear things out for Sunday. Mostly sunny, a high near 80. Warmer on Monday with a high around 86.
It's 73 at our studios.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, y'all. We are back. Your favorite talk show host.
Mm-hmm. The hostess with the mostest.
Okay, you're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. We've just been talking about black love, but I mm-hmm. think we're going to move on because Clyde don't know how to be accountable for his stuff.
So. No, we can give it 2 minutes. We're going to give it 2 minutes. Two minutes.
What else you want to add?
So single is a problem now?
I don't know if being single is a problem. I actually think being single is healthy when you learn.
It's so healthy.
However, you got to learn how to be alone and be happy with being alone. You have to learn how to go to movies by yourself.
That's true.
Go eat by yourself, shop
That's
by yourself,
so true.
And learn how to be well with yourself. And
That's
then when
true.
You get with someone, they won't end up being your all. You know what I mean? Your whole world, because that's when it becomes toxic.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Like, I do have my moments as a single person where I'm like, I'm lonely, but I just turn on the TV and I just binge watch.
You gotta stop doing that because you gotta get up and do something.
I gotta go find someone
you
to replace that.
See, no, you don't find someone to replace the.
What are we saying?
Luke, are you single?
I am not. I'm happily married.
Oh, you're married.
He looks married.
How somebody look married?
He look like two kids.
No kids. Two dogs, but no kids.
How long you been married, Luke?
Less than a year. We got married last August.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Do you feel like, is it like life feels better being married, recently married?
I've been with my wife. We were dating for nine and a half years
oh,
almost.
Wow.
Before. So Dang. We've been together for more than a decade.
Oh, okay.
So our, the 6 months that we talking ain't our...
So Luke, share with us your secret for a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I don't have a secret.
You are actually very nice.
Luke, like, there's something that you've learned to do to make sure you keep the things level-headed. There's secrets to this.
I'm a level-headed person.
You
so
seem like
I like to do... I don't really react in the moment. Like, I'll come to her after the fact and I'll talk when I've got issues or anything like that I want to get off my chest. I try not to do it in the moment.
You pause.
Oh, so that's powerful. Mm.
But I know that's not the way that she likes. Like, she likes to discuss things immediately as they're happening. So it is a little different for our approaches.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight because I get to have the single life tonight. She's going off to the Justin Timberlake concert.
Oh, it's Justin Timberlake.
I see her celebrity boyfriend.
She's going to Chicago with some friends and her mom. And so she's got the night where they're doing a girls' night. I'm single for the night, and I'm looking forward to it.
Luke single is going home to watch news and a beer.
I'm going to go out to dinner by myself, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to take the dogs for a walk. I'm going to enjoy just some alone time, though.
Okay, that's good. That's good. See how positive he was? Almost 10.
No, more than 10 now.
And then they got married, because you know nowadays you hear about long relationships, and they don't get married.
We just like to stay engaged.
But
what else?
Jump in.
You ready to move on?
We're going to talk about love next time, because this is good. Gonna answer y'all questions if y'all have some. But somebody said we trolling. Okay. Russia.
Okay, we want to jump into politics.
Off the coast of Miami.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. Cause you know, first of all, y'all, I don't watch the news, but I think we have like a little clip of some news around this Russia thing and how Canada got involved. And we might be at war, but I just think it's a front because they need us to vote for Trump. But we'll get into that later. Go ahead, Luke. Do we have a audio clip for y'all?
Russia is flexing its military muscles in Cuba, just 90 miles from Florida. A Russian nuclear submarine and three other ships entered Havana Harbor yesterday to conduct what they say are military exercises.
A surface warship and a nuclear-powered submarine arrived in Havana to a 21-gun salute, beginning what the U.S. expects to be the largest Russian military exercises in the Caribbean in 5 years. U.S. officials say the exercises will also include flights by Russian long-range bombers along the East Coast. The four-ship Russian flotilla has already passed just 30 miles off the coast of Florida as it made its way down from the North Atlantic to the Caribbean. The warship has been used in the past to test fire one of Russia's newest hypersonic missiles. The submarine is also designed to carry guided missiles, but U.S. officials say there is no indication it is carrying nuclear weapons.
We, of course, take it seriously, but these exercises don't pose a threat to the United States. Mm.
The Russian ships have been shadowed by a small U.S. Navy task force consisting of two destroyers along with two vessels specifically fitted with sonar for tracking submarines, patrol planes, even sail drones. The Russians are expected to remain in Havana until next week before they get underway again, perhaps for Venezuela. When they do, officials say the Navy will start shadowing them again.
Mm. So we over here shadowing the Russia.
Okay.
So this is the thing, you guys. I'm not like a news person in terms of like following the news or military because I actually think they just be lying to us. Mm-hmm. So if Russia, well, they do. They have this big old ship with guns, I don't know, mm-hmm. war missiles, 30 miles from Florida coast. And then they say,
we doing a bad job. Girl,
my question is, the ocean, does it belong to everybody?
It like, does, but to be 30 miles, I said 40, but to be 30 miles out and we're just swimming in the water like it's nothing.
But I heard Canada showed up too.
But Canada showed up as our allies, right?
Because to do what?
I think to protect the body of the land, right? Because if we go to war with Russia, it's going to affect Canada.
So, what do you think, Luke? What you think? What's your analysis?
I didn't really see anything about this before you guys brought it up. So I was just looking it up real
heads
quick.
In a cloud.
So international waters is anything 24 miles beyond the coast of a country. Look, so they were still in international waters, but they were very close. They were like,
and if you know Putin and you know Russia, that's what they do.
Y'all just don't know that all of them are friends. I'm sure that Trump, Biden, Putin, the Chinese, Korean people.
They sit at the same table. They just run the world.
They just run the world, and then they want to instill fear in us. Ain't no right way Russia just showing up 30 miles by the coast, and we didn't know, and we didn't get a forehand. They over there talking about, let's make sure we scare these people, because if we scare them, then they'll vote for Trump, because people don't believe Biden is hard enough or tough enough. We just think that Trump's an idiot, so he's going to do whatever he needs to do to pull out his chest, because think about it. They show up with their big guns. Isn't that what we call a peeing contest?
Yeah.
Right, so then Canada come and they pee too. United States pee, and they just peeing all over the darn place. Like, and then people over here afraid.
But I don't think the girls want to play with United States.
I don't think nobody got a lot
of hope into the United States, but baby, it's military. It's no joke.
Well,
like,
I think
Russia knew not to go past that 30-mile mark because...
I think people don't want to play with the United States is because we so cold and heartless.
Yeah, yeah.
That we blow up children, families, camps, villages.
All the BS that has started in the history of the world, America is the one behind it. Trust me. And I think they know. Like, we'll kill ourselves. We will. I feel like if Russia took... a piece of America.
What'd you
out,
say?
Baby.
We
America
all gone.
Gonna say everybody's
suicidal.
Gonna die. We finna just detonate and everybody's gone.
Well, I mean, that is part of like what happens in America is because we will
We're
have
sick.
Policies and then we will cut off our own nose to spite our face.
Yes.
Like even with like the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid, like we will vote against it and then we'll say out of ignorance, I think, because people just don't know what they know, don't know what they don't know, and then they'll be like, oh, I didn't know the benefits that I was receiving.
Yeah.
For my husband working in the coal mines was attached to the Affordable Act care, and I voted against it, and now I lost my payment.
Yes.
Girl, so you just over here listening to the news and Republicans saying down with Affordable Obamacare, and now you over here broke and can't pay your MG&E.
Yeah, her husband about to fall apart. It be the issue, like, we vote on, the people at the top vote on what they feel good in, right?
Well,
they don't think about the American people, and they're supposed to be representing us.
They vote where the money is,
right?
So it's not about the well-being of individuals. It's about the well-being of corporations, right? So if I can make $1 billion by cutting down the rainforest and creating GMO animals and food, then that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
If I can make $10 million, then I'm going to do that, even if I'm putting poisons and chemicals in the water. So again, you guys are listening to 92.7 FM on the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my cousin, Clyde. We were just talking about Russia and how they're over here having pee tests in the ocean over by the East Coast by Florida.
They just brought one submarine.
Well, it was like a lot, though, I guess. But we moving on because it's just politics is politics.
But we let you know here, if if something goes off and blows up, we stay here first.
First of all, cousin Clyde came in here talking about we all about to die.
I do believe in the next couple of years something is
going to
happen.
No, we're not speaking that into
reality.
We ain't
speaking because God got me. I'm going to be all right.
So God just going to find you a bunker, huh?
Yes.
That's what it's going to be?
I'm going to wake up, everybody going to be gone.
What's the Dane County group you got written down there?
The Dane County Helpers Helping Helpers group on Facebook.
Okay, y'all, so we're going to move from international news to local
news. So there is this Facebook group, which is called Dane County Neighbors Helping Neighbors.
Okay, yeah.
And it's about 50,000 plus
people. Ooh, that's a lot of people
group.
In that
it's
group.
A lot. Do we even have that many people?
Yeah, we do, but they don't be letting Urban Triage, the organization I run, post in their group.
The one that helps Black families,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, we kind of do help Black people and all people, you know, so I'm not sure.
And you can't help people in that group. No. They don't be letting the House Inc. post in that group, and we help kids.
Why?
And Black kids. You know what? It's their rules. It's God that
who's
runs
in,
it.
Who's in charge of this
oh,
Facebook
I
group?
I don't want to say his name quite
I'll yet. Say it. Whisper it. Polio? Is that his name?
See, we don't even know this person. That is even more... He might be
Poletto.
With the Russians.
Did she?
I don't know.
See, this is what the problem is with Clyde.
Well,
Clyde just started a whole rumor.
I know. I
that
did.
The owner and runner of a Facebook group is from
his
Russia.
His name is Polio.
Polio? Okay, Polio. So this is the thing. You're listening.
They're mad at you, babes.
So who's mad?
The people.
Why are they mad at him?
They're mad at him because they feel like the group is weird. They feel like the group is racist. They're saying that it's almost like a dictatorship. They're also saying that with a group that size of 50,000 people, that three uh-huh. moderators is not enough.
Okay.
And so it kind of feels like a dictatorship, like Polio so, got...
I just want to point out that local news in Dane County looks like this. This is what we got to report
yes.
on Facebook groups and people being racist in Facebook groups. And this group, which is supposed to be
a hub to
just share resources and for people to post when they are in need and for folks to respond in support.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to encourage everyone that's part of that Facebook group, whatever it is to send Polio, Polio, Pilato. I don't know his name, but send him a message and let him know that there are some changes that need to be made in that
Definitely.
Group.
Definitely.
So anyway, let's move on from this Facebook group.
Yeah.
What other news do we have in the Dane County area?
So there has been what I will call a mass shooting.
Oh, June 8th. Was a mass shooting.
Yes.
And it was at a graduation party.
Downtown Madison.
At the Lux Apartments.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Six individuals were shot with bullets, of course.
Bullets.
Okay, I was going to say with actual guns. But with bullets, and 10 others were injured.
And they were all youth.
All youth from the ages 14 to 22.
Did they arrest anyone?
They did not.
What?
Yes, this is like... Downtown is one of the most surveillance communities in Madison. Mm. And the Lux is a luxury apartment that whoever shot all these people is not nowhere plastered on our news.
That's kind of scary.
And what I've heard and the reason why these people camera footage has not been released is because they're under 18 years old.
Are they Black? They're Black kids?
That's what I heard. Oh,
this is so sad. So part of the conversation I think that we are not having, or that part of what we do is when we have mass shootings or situations with gun violence and community violence, is our governor officials or our leaders, they go right into gun control.
Yeah.
Right? That's always the conversation. And gun control is really on the national level because, you know, federal government and all those people, they really decide, you know, what's legal and not legal. But I think we're missing something. We're missing the conversation around how is it that poor Black children and youth are obtaining these guns?
Yeah.
Right? Because one of the things that we don't know and that's not talked about in the news is that a lot of times access to guns is because people in higher levels of positions, they literally get truckloads of guns and bring them into our community to make sure young, naive, not so smart.
That's a fact.
Youth have access to these guns. So whether we're talking about gun control on the national level, how do we really start talking about who is the folks who are bringing the guns and making it accessible for kids who don't even leave their 6-block radius?
I have a fun fact about Chicago when we come back regarding how guns are getting into neighborhoods and who is using them.
Yeah, and that's the conversation I think we really need to start having around gun control, because the accessibility of guns to poor and Black youth is absolutely ridiculous.
Insane.
And how we sell it to them. You're listening to 92.7 FM, The Black Conversion Show, with your girl, Brandi Grayson, and my cousin, Clyde. Stay tuned.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yo, yo, yo.
All right, we're back on 92.7 FM. You're listening to the Black Conversion Show with your girl Brandy Grayson and my cousin Clyde.
Yo.
So prior to break, we were talking about shootings and we were talking about community violence and how poor community members are able to have access to guns that no one should have access to. So prior to break, Clyde, you were going to say that you were going to spill some tea on how guns are brought into Chicago.
Yes. So working with some of my friends back in Chicago, you hear that famous term Chirac, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that term?
Yeah.
And so that famous term actually came from, you know, the blood that was shed in Chicago a couple summers ago.
Yeah, it was bad.
And when neighborhood leaders and things went into those neighborhoods to retrieve those guns because of relationships, they ran some of the serial numbers on the guns.
Where they come from, the police?
They came from Iraq War.
Oh, that makes sense.
And was covered by guns US? That the U.S. had in the Iraq War.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so after that, a lot of the leaders were the ones that was like, this is not Chicago anymore. This is Chirac.
Yeah.
And you guys are dumping the guns from the war in our neighborhood.
But that's the piece. And that's why I don't watch the news, because the news gives you what they want you to believe is occurring in our world. And the news also is just, it's an indoctrination of the storylines, right? Like, let's talk about gun control, but let's not talk about who's actually putting guns in neighborhoods. Because how you're going to have the same people controlling guns who are the same people purchasing guns, manufacturing guns, shipping the guns across the globe, and also taking these guns and putting them into strategically placing them into poor neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And the question is, why would they be doing that? Well, they're doing it because the one thing we want to ensure in a white supremacy society is that Black people kill each other.
Yeah.
Right? They continue to devalue themselves and others. Mm-hmm. And it's because in order for white supremacy to exist, there's this relationship, right?
Yeah.
The relationship where white supremacy is rooted and grounded in Black inferiority and these ideas of Black criminality, right? Mm-hmm. Because as long as I can make Black people inferior and criminals, then I can then put
control
myself
the
up.
Dial.
And raise myself up to be the prototype for humanity. So then everyone, even on a global basis, is looking to get proximity to whiteness, because they've created this false narrative and false relationship. And it continues to happen across the globe when it comes to people known as Black. It doesn't matter if they're from Africa, Europe, or wherever you at, Indonesia, it doesn't matter.
And that's a fact. But the scary part about that is the gun violence and what happens to Black folks in America. a lot of times only really happen to black folks in America, right? Because in Africa,
well, that we know
we
of.
Did not have guns. Guns and gunpowder was brought to that country, yeah. right? So yeah. we were raised off more of a wrestling, fighting mentality versus a shooting mentality.
Well, now we have China running Africa, different parts of countries of Africa, and we have the United States competing for those resources in yeah. Africa. So they have plenty of guns, plenty of yeah. violence.
Now,
and I think it actualizes differently across the globe, just depending on the design right. Of the society, but specifically in America, we know about it. We got COINTELPRO. We have proof that the DEA, ATF, the CIA, FBI have all been a part of the strategy to destroy black communities yeah. and to incarcerate black people at a tremendous level.
Yeah.
So let's just...
Our new jail opening yeah. up here soon.
Yeah,
so we'll
$200 million. Dollars. Okay. You know what we can do with $200 million? We probably can help most of the people that's currently housed in that jail get mental wellness mm-hmm. services, because most people just out of their minds, and rightfully so, living in America and mm-hmm. surviving poverty and surviving racism.
And they are excited about opening right. this jail.
Yeah, they celebrate. Now they're going to raise a flag. They're gonna raise, oh. they're probably going to raise your flag, the okay. LGBT. BTQIA.
Time to lock y'all up.
No. Anyway, let's move on, because we only got a couple more yes. minutes here.
So what we got coming up?
Yeah, let's talk about community events. So Urban Triage hosts our annual kickback, summer kickback,
woo-woo.
Every summer. This year is on July 20th at Penn Park. We invite everyone out
yes.
To celebrate. And what we're celebrating is community innovation, collaboration, and black joy.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for volunteers. We have our event is one of the events that have everything free. So the food
nice.
Carts are free. We will have Sister
That's
Chicken and
rare.
Fish. We'll have a taco truck. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the restaurant. We're going to have a barbecue truck.
Mm.
We're going to have a black ice cream truck.
Nah, I've been seeing them
yeah,
around.
Yeah, we got black ice cream truck owners. Okay.
Yes.
And then we have this nacho stand that will be there. We'll have black vendors and businesses. If you're a black business and you're looking to sell your items, please register with us. Come and sell. Come make some money. Our events usually attract about 4,000 people and
yes.
children. There'll be multiple bouncy houses. There'll be obstacle course. There'll
rock
be field
climbing.
Activities. There'll be rock climbing, face painting, cotton candy, popcorn, 360 booth.
Mm.
What else do we have? We have so much. Couple DJ competitions. We're going to have an entertainment tent this year. We wanted choirs, but we can't find one, so we're trying to figure out what entertainment we're going to have. We always try to make accessible our community events for our elders. We have a lot of elders that come out to support Urban
yeah.
Triage, so shout out to y'all. So this year we have golf carts so that we can ride you around so
nice.
You don't have to walk to get your
from
food.
The parking
we'll have volunteers assigned to the tent for them. We'll have big industrial fans in the tents to keep our elders cool. That's super important. And we're going to do bingo with our elders. So that's,
I love that.
Yeah,
I
so,
love that.
Thank you.
That's nice.
So yeah, we're pretty dope.
Yeah.
We're pretty dope. We try to
it's
show up
dope.
For our community and is. Okay, so show up on July 20th. The event is from
at Penn Park on the south side.
Yeah, Penn Park is from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, we are looking for volunteers. So hit
Where
us up.
Where can they go to volunteer or get that information?
Yeah, check out our Facebook page, Urban Triage, or check out our website, urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org. But come out and support the community. We have volunteer shifts and 2-hour shifts. How about you? What community news you got?
For me, over at The House Inc.,
okay.
we have our last week of registration for our summer program. This is one of the times that we have some good scholarships open for students ages 4 to 18 years old. So if you have an artist out there that is between the ages of 4 to 18 and they just want to practice a little bit more on their craft, they just need some insight, they just need a safe space that is for artists, you can send them to our organization next week. You can find more information about everything that I'm talking about at thehouseinc.org.
So what kind of art? What kind of stuff?
We
what
will
they
be
learn?
Doing intro to ballet.
Okay.
We will be doing yoga and meditation. We will be doing hip hop. We will be doing majorette. And we will be doing theater.
Nice.
Yes,
oh my God.
Yes,
y'all know
yes,
my
yes.
My middle child.
Yeah, this
Ciara,
is a theater mama.
Yes, yes, is into theater. And I, you know, at first I was like, what is this? But she is so good.
Good as
and
hell.
It made me appreciate more musicals and plays and just all that
She's
stuff.
She's on our list to
yeah.
actually be a workshop host
okay,
for the
you
theater
need to
program.
Reach out to her.
Because
so, you know she busy.
I know. Booked and busy. And just in other words, we would also like to give a big shout out to the Center for Black Excellence and Culture.
We forgot, y'all. Black Congratulations, Excellence. Yeah, y'all. Shout out to Pastor G and all his team through Nehemiah. We're so excited about what you guys are doing on the South Side. So big ups to y'all.
Let us know if y'all need a picture of us for history on the wall.
Yeah, for the wall. Okay. Yeah. So tune in, y'all. Continue to tune in. We'll see you guys next week. You're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. Peace, love, and hair grease.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Good, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.